So I will call the final session, the business session, of the fall 2010 convention of the California Council of the Blind to order. Okay. For our invocation, it wouldn't be a great convention without this lovely lady giving us our invocation. We have Gussie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for a new day and a new dawning. Thank you for life, health, and strength this morning. The health that we have come from you. We may not be all whole, but we're here. And we thank you, Lord, for taking care of this convention. And we're going to ask you that you would touch each and everyone here, whatever the need. Bless all of our officers and board members and presidents, Lord, that you would guide them as you guide the previous ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless each and every one that has special prayer requests today. For those that are sick, we do pray. For those that couldn't make it this time, we pray also for them. And we ask for to bless each and every one that has to travel back home by whatever means of transportation they may have it. Let your hand be their guidings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gussie. Okay, any announcements? I know Kathy has one.
Good morning. My name is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, and I work with the California State University. The California State University system has an accessible technology initiative director for the system-wide effort. I thought some of you may be interested in applying. Information was on the California Connection about a week ago with an October 26th deadline. The deadline has been extended to mid-November. This individual leads our technology initiative to create accessibility within the CSU system. It's a great opportunity for somebody that has 5 years of management experience and some knowledge of technology and accessible technology, but you do not need to be a technology expert. So I encourage anyone who's interested to go to the California State University website at clstate.edu or calstate.edu, human resources page, to look at the full description and to apply. If you have any questions, you may feel free to contact me as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Any other announcements? Okay, hearing none. We will first go to our secretary for the business meeting minutes for our spring convention. Gabe Griffith.
Okay, am I on? Yes, I am. All right. These are the business meeting minutes for the California Council of the Blind for spring 2010. Credentials report. Rob Turner gave the credentials report. There were 7 chapters not seated. The ACB Capital Chapter delegate had to be changed. It was moved and seconded to accept the credentials report. The motion passed. Special election. There was a special election to fill Lewis Preston's seat on the board. There were several names placed into nomination. After a runoff vote, Lena Bandy won this election. Minutes. Gabe Griffith, CCB secretary, read the spring 2009 business meeting minutes. It was moved and seconded to accept the spring 2009 business meeting minutes. Motion passed. Gabe then read the fall 2009 business meeting minutes. It was moved and seconded to accept these minutes. The motion passed unanimously. Treasurer's report. Chris Gray, CCB treasurer, gave the treasurer's report. He discussed the audit status, 2009 income and expenses, and investments. Chris was asked to give more details about the auditor's suggestions and to provide a monthly statement to the board regarding total assets. It was moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report and that this report include a note of all assets. The motion passed unanimously. Constitution and bylaws. Roger Peterson gave this committee report. There were no amendments proposed, but there are some housekeeping ideas that are being looked at for future amendment proposals. It was moved and seconded to accept the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report. The motion passed unanimously. At this point, there was a discussion regarding the layout of the convention program. There were several comments made for the convention and publications committees to take into consideration. After several minutes of discussion, it was moved and seconded to end the discussion. The motion passed. Resolutions. Gabe Griffith and Lena Bandy gave the resolutions committee report. Gabe announced that this will be his last convention serving as resolutions chair. For a complete report of the resolutions, please see the resolution summaries attached to these minutes. It was moved and seconded to accept the resolutions committee report. The motion passed unanimously. Committee reports. Artist Bazin asked for all chapters and affiliates to have at least one representative to join the membership email list. Kathy Skivers asked for anyone who has historical documents relating to CCB to contact her to be able to provide them to the history committee. Abby Schumann asked if anyone has any suggestions for improvements or changes to exhibits. Donna Pomerantz mentioned Capitol Day on behalf of the Governmental Affairs Committee. Old business, there was no old business. New business, there was no new business. The fall convention will be October 28th through 31 at the San Diego Marriott in La Jolla. Respectfully, the fall convention was then adjourned, or spring convention was then adjourned. Respectfully submitted, Gabe Griffith, CCB Secretary.
All right. do we have any amendments, deletions, insertions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes? There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? All right. Thank you, Gabe. Very good.
You can stay up here. I'll need you in a little bit.
Okay. We will now move on to constitutional and bylaws, I believe. Is Jerry in the room? He's not yet in the room. Well, we will let us then move on. Well, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to get to you in just one moment, Lena, yes.
Just want to say a happy good morning, afternoon, or evening to all of ACB Radioland.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
They even got saved this morning and listened to our devotional service. And so we have a few folks that were with us nice and early. So thanks to them for listening, and we promise to bring you a nice morning of our convention coverage, because we always have a nice convention coverage right here. So welcome to all of you, and stay tuned.
Great. What I want to do, since I may have to leave early, depending upon when we finish, is do my thank yous now. And this obviously is my last session up here in terms of, you know, being up here at the podium, so it's a little bittersweet for me. But I want to thank Ken for doing a great job on streaming. So let's hear it for Ken. I want to give him a chance to say a couple words. Jason, we introduced him a couple days ago, and Brian was out of the room on another task. So, Brian Roberts, do you want to say a couple words? These guys have been outstanding. And Ed is like, we got to keep these guys forever because they are getting us into a new plane of existence with our audio tasks. So, Brian, you want to say hello to the folks? Again, Sid, it is always my... We will give him another chance.
Are you sure you can't see when he's here?
Okay. As usual, I want to thank all the volunteers. They were wonderful. Okay. Pioneers. Some fraternity guys, Delta Gamma, boy, were they out in force. That was really great. I want to thank Mary Lou and Pinky for all their service. Oh, man. Peter and Abby did a great job at exhibits. We made them work a little harder than they should have, and we'll try to do better about that next time. But they always came through. So want to, of course, thank the staff. I want to thank Frank for all his hard work here, resolutions and other things. And obviously, Lily. And it's interesting. Lily has to go home to moving tomorrow. So she is from the frying pan into the fire, so to speak. But Lily, thank you very much. She's done a great job. And Ed, as always, is running around doing 10 things at once. Thank you. But I'll have some more time to thank them before this year's over, and you bet I will. I hope I haven't missed anybody. I'm sure I have. But obviously, I want to thank all of you again, as I have before. I also want to say one other thank you that I didn't do somehow in my speech, and I will thank her, obviously, in my own way. But I probably couldn't have done half of this without Leslie, who always was there when I needed her and was always, when I was getting burned out, she would tell me, you know, you got to keep going and you got to keep doing this. So I want to thank her as well. So. Okay. Jerry's not here yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Then we'll go to resolutions because Lena is here, bright eyed and bushy tailed. And next year we get to serve together, which will be very cool. I get to do something I really like. Rather than being president, I get to do resolutions, which is fun. Well, Lena is getting thumb drive, and it's just in her backpack there. Are there any committee chairs that want to give us any brief committee reports? We might as well do that since we have a second. I know Bonnie was able to give us one earlier. Is there anyone else out there? Gene mentioned a couple things. Artists, good.
I want to reiterate what I said last year. If there's any chapter that's not on the membership email list, I'd like you to be on there. And I'd like to encourage people to ask questions about membership on that list, because it's not a very busy list. Usually about the only thing that goes there is I put articles on there for people to read. So I'd like it to be a little bit more active. Also, we have a wonderful young lady in Concord who wants to start a chapter there. So if anyone lives in the Concord area, please let me know and I will pass on your information to her, because she's real eager to get that chapter going. So if anybody knows anyone in Concord, please let me know. Thanks.
I certainly don't know anyone in that area.
Nobody worth mentioning anyway.
Nobody worth mentioning anyway. That's right.
I also have an announcement. This is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker from the Orange County chapter, and we are still having our fundraising event. If you want to purchase an entertainment book for your local area, you can go to entertainmentbook.com and order your book. If you put in the code 961130, the Orange County chapter will receive a portion of that as a fundraiser. So if you go to entertainmentbook.com and select your area for the entertainment book, and then at the end, it will ask for a code. For promotion code, it's 961130, and we would appreciate the support. Thank you.
Why don't you get that to Gabe, and we'll get it on the connection.
It's already been on the connection,
oh,
I believe,
it?
Right, Kathy?
Yes.
Huh?
I got it.
Great. Okay. All right, we are ready now for Lena.
So we had six resolutions this convention. However, resolution 2010-B1 was withdrawn. So that means that I will go on to resolution 2010-B2, which is the California Healthcare Exchange website accessibility, and this was submitted by Steve Mendelson. Whereas the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, PPACA, commonly referred to as the Federal Health Care Reform Bill, contains provisions for the creation of numerous websites to facilitate informed decision making by healthcare consumers and to apprise citizens of coverage options, comparative costs, procedural rights, and other matters. And whereas the PPACA does not specifically require that these websites comply with either the accessibility guidelines of the World Wide Web Consortium or the regulations promulgated under Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 as amended concerning the access needs of persons with visual impairments. And whereas, pursuant to PPACA, California has become the first state to establish a health insurance exchange, S-900, Chapter 659, September 30th, 2010. And whereas Sections 3 and 4 of S-900 require state officials to review consumer websites created by the federal government and take action to supplement the content of such websites if it is determined that they do not provide the necessary consumer information. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind in convention assembled this 31st day of October 2010 at the San Diego Marriott La Jolla Hotel in the city of San Diego, California, that this organization strongly urge the relevant California officials as designated in S-900 to direct the California Health Benefits Exchange to take accessibility to persons with visual impairments who use screen readers or other assistive technology fully into account in determining the adequacy of all internet-based healthcare reform informational resources and in the design and implementation of all supplementary resources the state may create. And be it further resolved that copies of this resolution shall be sent to the governor, the California Insurance Commissioner, the Secretary of the California Health and Human Services Agency, the Director of the Department of Managed Care, and additional officials as designated in S-900. And be it further resolved that this resolution be forwarded to the American Council of the Blind for consideration at its 2011 National Conference and Convention. The resolution's committee has recommended a do pass, and I so move.
Okay, this is a great resolution, Steve. I have to get out of my non-biased hat. In fact, I even thought about writing something like it. I would propose a friendly amendment, if I might, to also send this to the Speaker Pro Tem of the Senate, the Speaker of the Assembly, and the heads of the Senate and Assembly Health Committees. I'm sorry. I'm retiring. I'm trying to get out of that lingo now. Is that accepted by the committee?
Oh, Yes, that's.
Okay, we'll just put that in as a second to last whereas clause, or in that. I'm sorry, not in the whereas clause. In that last resolve, the second to last resolve clause.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted. I have been asked that you read the topic of the resolution that was withdrawn.
Oh, okay. The resolution that was withdrawn was from the Spring Convention that was referred back to us about censuring the Department of Rehabilitation. And it was asked by the author that we withdraw the resolution.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Lena. That actually helps to, since the convention had moved to refer that back, I think that helps that we know which one it was withdrawn. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Lena, you may go ahead.
We have Resolution 2010-B3, which is BEP contract with USPS. Whereas Resolution 2009-B8 strongly urged the Department of Rehabilitation, DOR, to immediately implement a contract with the United States Postal Service, and whereas in response to DOR's subsequent failure to complete the contract in a timely fashion, the California Vendors Policy Committee has initiated a full evidentiary hearing on the matter, now therefore be it resolved that this organization again call upon the Department of Rehabilitation to implement a contract with the United States Postal Service without delay. And be it further resolved that this organization support the decision of the California Vendors Policy Committee to pursue the full evidentiary hearing process to its completion. The committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
All right. You've heard the resolution. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted. Very good. It's all right. Lena, back to you.
Okay. Resolution 2010-B4, K through 12 electronic textbook accessibility, submitted by Frank Welty. Whereas California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has launched an initiative to introduce electronic textbooks into the state's K through 12 public school curriculum, and whereas not all of the educational materials provided so far through this initiative have been made available in accessible formats, and whereas students who are blind or visually impaired have equal rights to quality education as defined in each student's individual education plan, now therefore be it resolved that this organization call upon the California State Department of Education to require that all textbooks in electronic formats which are approved for use in the state's K through 12 public schools shall be made available in a format that is fully accessible to students who are blind or visually impaired as defined in each student's individual education plan, IEP. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon the California State Department of Education to require that all electronic book readers provided by the state's K through 12 public schools must be fully accessible to students who are blind or visually impaired, and must also be compatible with textbook formats as defined in each student's IEP. And be it further resolved that this organization shall seek any legislative and/or regulatory changes that may be needed to enact the above requirements. And be it further resolved that copies of this resolution shall be sent to the chairs and vice chairs of the Assembly and Senate Committees on Education, to the Governor, and to the California State Superintendent of Public Instruction. The Resolutions Committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
Second. All right. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Very good. It's a great resolution. We're certainly going to keep Frank hard at work on this one, and we expect others to help in this regard. This is really important. Okay, Lena, it's back
okay.
to you.
Resolution 2010-B5, Hotel Appreciation. Whereas the staff of the San Diego Marriott La Jolla Hotel have helped make this convention a success, now, therefore, be it resolved that this organization express its appreciation for the services provided prior to and during its fall 2010 convention by the staff of this hotel, and be it further resolved that the president of this organization forward this resolution to the hotel management. The committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
All right. So, all those in favor, discussion. All those in favor of the resolution say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is carried. Okay.
We have one more, Jerry.
We're going to let you do your last resolution.
Okay. This is the final resolution for this convention, Resolution 2010-B6, which is Volunteer Appreciation. Whereas volunteers contribute significantly to the success of the California Council of the Blind, CCB, conventions, and whereas their participation in our conventions promotes the work of CCB. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this organization express its deepest gratitude and sincerest thanks to the volunteers who have made this convention possible. The resolutions committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
I second.
There's a motion for the adoption of this resolution. Any discussion? All in favor of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted. And these, we have had great volunteers. I want to thank, I want to thank two other people that, or three, that I didn't thank before in connection with the volunteers. And those would be the two chapter presidents from this area who did a lot for this convention, Glenda Castle at San Diego Chapter, and Jacqueline Jackson at the San Diego Braille Club, as well as Lee Morton, and many, many others who did a lot of work as well, and they helped us get the volunteers, and Lily for her hard work on volunteers as well. I just want you all to know, with respect to this resolution, we provide certificates to every volunteer after this is over. That's one of the things that we work on during the time between now and the end of the year in the fall, case of the fall convention. So everybody is recognized for what they do at our conventions. Okay, let's do, before we bring Jerry on, well, let Lena recognize her committee, and we'll have a motion for a report.
I would like to thank the members of the Resolutions Committee who were here. Frank Welty did quite a lot to help, and as well as Charles Norete, Robert Wendt, Linda Perel, Dirk Nyhard, and Jean Lozano. Hopefully I didn't miss none, but all thank
right.
you all. Oh, I thought I mentioned Gabe. I'm sorry. Of course, Gabe was also on the resolutions committee, and I want to thank him for coming as well and staying up with us till 2:30 in the morning.
All right. Thank you very much to the committee and to Lena. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Great group. Okay.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I'm going to make a motion here in just a second, but I wanted to say a personal note first. Thank you both to Frank and Lena for stepping up, and I know both of you did a lot of work on this, and I know what being resolutions chair is like. So you did an awesome job, great job reading these, and I hope everybody really appreciates the job that Lena has done with editing the resolutions and reading them this morning. That can be a stressful position. So I'd like to have a round of applause for the work that Lena did. And that being said, I move that we accept the resolutions committee report.
There's a motion to second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Very good. I want to say a note before I bring Chris on. I want to say something about resolutions, which is kind of alarming. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it means we don't have any problems anymore. But I don't think that's what it means. We're getting a decreasing number of resolutions over the last few conventions, and which is great for the committee. I wish it had been that way when I was chair many moons ago. I mean, those have been great. I would have had a lot more fun at these conventions. Folks really need to, and I hope you will, you know, spread the word to your chapters that it's really important if they have items that they're concerned about, that they be brought to our attention. Our chairs have always been willing to work with people to write resolutions, and we want to use this bully pulpit, so to speak, as a way of getting the word out and to make our policies on the types of things for which we are going to advocate. So that's just my sort of note of, hey, let's get moving on things. Okay, so let me now bring on for his treasurer's report, our treasurer, Christopher Gray.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I trust you all had a wonderful banquet and partying time last night and are probably getting ready to have a great trip to go home. I'll make my report fairly brief, and I have one or two comments, Mr. Secretary, that I'm going to ask you to pay particular attention to with regard to the minutes that come out of this meeting. I'm pleased to say, by way of an introductory note, that we're now able to provide to the board on a regular basis, either a monthly or quarterly basis, whatever the board wishes, a statement of our accounts, our main accounts, a balance sheet that shows how we're doing throughout CCB fiscally, and we even can now, with some additional work, present to the board a monthly or quarterly, depending on what they wish, of course, budget versus actual throughout the year. These are going to be tremendously helpful instruments for the board, and so I'm very happy to say that. I also want you to know that we're absolutely up to date with regard to audits in CCB, and the audit for 2009 was completed late in the summer of 2010. So that's also a great thing, and I think bodes well for the organization for the future. Where we're not doing so well is in making some money, and we're not making as much money as we're spending, and that's certainly a problem, which I'll say more about in a moment. To give you the overall picture of how we're doing in 2010, our total income projection for 2010 was $284,850. That's where we need to be at the end of the year. Right now, we have brought in $166,478.20. That means that we are at a negative $118,371.80. So at the end of September, we have only brought in 58% of the income that was projected by the Budget Committee and adopted by you, the membership, for 2010. Now, in terms of expenses, we projected $341,287 of projected expenses, considerably more than the income, but that was the budget we adopted. We have spent through September $279,459.68. So we've got almost $62,000 of expenditures to go, but we have spent 81.88% of our budgeted expenses for 2010. As I've said to you many times before, CCB must either significantly reduce our expenses or we must significantly increase our income. And I feel compelled to say for the record this morning, and Mr. Secretary, please heed this comment with regard to the minutes. The board acted on Thursday evening to not take advantage of an income opportunity. It's an income opportunity that we could not know the amount of, but it would have cost the board no money whatsoever. A majority of this board chose to refuse to take an income opportunity, and I believe that in that action, this board essentially abandoned its fiduciary responsibility to the California Council of the Blind and is responsible for that action. I think that there is no doubt that we have spent through the time that I have been treasurer far more than we have made financially. And it is time for this board and for the membership of CCB to insist that these activities be analyzed in a very significant way and that our spending be curtailed before we come to a point that this organization simply cannot meet its financial responsibilities by using the money that we have been so lucky to save over the years. We can do this. We must do it. And that will be a challenge for the new president and the new board. I have every expectation that they can meet this challenge. But on the other hand, the challenge will not be met by ignoring and not accepting the responsibility for creating new income and cutting expenses of CCB until we do. CCB has a lot of resource, and you know we need to be aware of that too. We have still a considerable amount of money that we can draw upon for a few more years, but that resource is finite. And it's not going to get bigger and to make more money. So, Mr. President, I hate to be a good news, bad news kind of guy, but I think that it's required in our current situation, and that concludes my report as treasurer. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Are there any questions before we entertain a motion? Are there any questions for Chris?
Mr. Treasurer, I recall in an earlier report you said we had $1 million. What's our net cash out value right now?
That's a difficult question to answer. What I would say is that let me say a couple things that will help you have an idea about that. CCB has over $1 million in assets, but many of those assets are either temporarily or totally restricted assets. For example, we count as an asset the Newell Perry Fund and the Ellen Murphy Fund. Those funds alone are approaching $500,000. We cannot use those funds directly. So while they're counted as CCB assets and they go to the bottom line of CCB, they're not really assets that we can spend. The other thing I would say that might go at least part way to addressing your question, and if not, let me know and I'll try and do better. In terms of CCB spending, we have been spending anywhere from $75,000 to $150,000 more than we have brought in terms of income for all of my years as treasurer. This year it will probably be somewhere around $85,000. That's why I'm saying we really have to evaluate what we're spending and what we're bringing in as income, and either decrease spending or increase income, or in an ideal world, do both. Does that answer your question, Dirk, at all?
That was just splendid. Thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Yes. This is Doug Martin from San Diego Chapter. I got in a little bit late, so if you already answered this, I apologize. How much money did we lose in our investments, endowments, et cetera, through basically the stock market crash and the all the other things that went into the recession over the last, say, 2 to 3 years? How much of the hit have we taken there?
Well, we certainly did have some difficult times with our investments, as did pretty much everybody. I don't have all those numbers directly in front of me right now, but I think it would be relatively fair to say that we probably in 2008, 7-8, maybe early 2009, probably our investments decreased by around 30% to 40%. It was a big hit. Toward the end of 2009, really for most of 2009 and in 2010, we have had significant improvement in the value of our investments. We have money with a Wells Fargo investment account and with Solomon Smith Barney, and we have seen a lot of improvement in those accounts. As we have been required to spend money that we had to take out of money markets or CDs or whatever, your president and I have been very mindful that taking anything out of a stock account would mean we would have to realize a loss. And so we have taken money out of CDs and savings accounts and not touched our investment accounts. And so we've seen a fairly healthy rebound of those. Let's hope that continues. And I hope that addresses your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Albert Contreras. I'm just wondering whether any type of grants writing or some sort of fundraising to contact, say, corporations would help. Are there any thoughts about what we can do to help augment our funds? What would be a way to raise funds? Has anything been done on that?
Okay, thank you, Albert, for the question. Yes, we have thought a lot about grants, and many of you have met Lily at our spring convention and the fall convention. Lily is doing a tremendous amount of work, grant writing for CCB, exploring new grant ideas. We've had a little bit of success in that area. I hope we're going to have a lot more in the months and years to come. Grant writing is difficult. And many times you're going to write a grant and not be accepted the first time through. But grant writing is about building relationships. And Lily is doing that building, working on that. And I think we may see more and more good results from that. I might mention, we talked about this in the president's meeting, and Albert, there is something very specific that each and every member of CCB can do, and that is get involved if you have a store in your area with the shopping rewards program that CCB has. We can give you a card, and in some cases a card and a barcode for your first time, then just use the card from then on. And if you have a store where you do grocery shopping or other kinds of shopping, you know, at Sam's Club, for example, you can buy a lot more than groceries. Every purchase you make helps CCB financially. Just show the card, and CCB will benefit from your purchases. And that's something each and every one of us can do if we have stores in our area that participate in those programs. Yes.
Lisa Gordon here. It might be helpful if someone could name off all the most common stores, since there's a lot of people assembled, and it would help a lot of little people to, you know, like myself, to know what stores will help and what won't.
Lily, are you here? Ed, do you know the list? I mean, I know that Lucky's is on the list because
there's
Vaughn's. My mother-in-law shops at Lucky's, so I want to give
there's
her
Vaughn's and Ralph's.
Food Co.
I know those two. Food for Less, that's right.
Right.
There's a couple of others.
Save
yeah,
Marks.
Save Mart.
Lena's
we'll,
saying
we put
right.
them on the connection before, and we'll put it out again and again. And we definitely will. There was a glitch for a little while in the system, and we weren't in the system right, so we had to sort of postpone things, but we're fully up and running now, and we really rely on you to get the words out and get the cards. You know, we'll give you as many cards as you need, so if you can spread them out in the community. They're not ID cards or anything like that. You just, you know, show them that they have your barcode in there, and we automatically get some money.
No.
No.
Not yet.
No, although we understand that something might be happening, but we're getting sort of information that is contradictory on that. So if it happens, we'll let you know.
Mr. President, this is Marcy Knudsen. What is the status with various utility companies throughout California and the program that was getting CCB a percentage of profits from that? Is it still continuing?
Yes. You can call the office about that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Linda Porrell here. Another way that we can give regularly, of course, the monthly monetary support for ACB and whatever half of which we donate to ACB could be earmarked for CCB. So that's another income stream.
Okay, any other questions, Chris? Hearing none, do we hear a motion to accept the treasurer's report? And a second? We have a motion, a second discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The abstentions? The motion is adopted. Let's hear it for, this is the last time that either he or I will be up here at this podium. Let's hear it for Chris.
Well, thank you. Thank you all very much. I want to express my confidence and support for Peter is the next treasurer of CCB for the new board. You've got a hard job ahead of you, and I wish you all the best in getting it done, and I'll help in any way that I can. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We're going to move on to our Constitution and Bylaws Chair, Jerry Consler, and I'm going to then turn over the gavel to Gabe Griffith to conduct the debate on the amendment that he is going to read because I want to speak on it.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, everyone. I apologize for my lateness. You'll be delighted to know that I have no excuse. A proposed amendment was presented to you yesterday regarding Article 5, Section 5.4. I'll repeat it now. I'm doing this from memory, so be patient with me. Article 5, Section 5.4 reads, "Each such meeting shall be known as the Convention of the California Council of the Blind." The proposal is to amend that so as to insert two words in front of the word convention, which are the words conference and the word and the word conference would be capitalized, and then to insert a parenthetical expression set off by commas after the word convention to say sometimes referred to herein as the quote convention, and then the closing comma, and then the end quote, and then continuing with the extant words of the California Council of the Blind, so that it would read, "Each such meeting shall be known as the conference and convention, sometimes referred to herein as the convention of the California Council of the Blind." The proposal is from Jeff Tom, and we amalgamated ideas together to come up with this we felt was the simplest solution to this, and the committee recommends that you pass on this proposed amendment.
Oh, okay, we have a motion and a second for the passing of this amendment. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm going to go first because I am the proponent. If the secretary allows me.
Okay. Jeff had actually, I will recognize Jeff since he basically said when passing it over to me that he wanted to speak, so I will recognize him as calling first, and then Jeff, you're speaking in favor of it, right?
I am.
Okay. And we'll try to go with what we've done in the past of going one for and one against. So, Jeff.
Okay.
You want to go for it?
Thank you, Gabe. I am the proponent of this simple amendment. This amendment mirrors the action essentially that was taken by the American Council of the Blind at its convention this summer. Essentially, this amendment is for the primary purpose of enabling us to better attract fundraising for our convention, sponsorships, grants, etc. We do this on an active basis. Lily works very hard at this, and we've had much more limited success than I would like, although we have had a little. But by calling it a conference, it has the sort of educational aspect that companies can use as a hook to provide funding. It looks far better to them than in terms of a tax deduction than would a convention, which might be sort of iffy if the IRS is paying close attention to it, and if they are. So they are much more likely to view it favorably when using this terminology. So I would ask that in the spirit, as we've heard this morning, of wanting to do anything we can to increase our income, that the membership adopt this very simple amendment to the Constitution. And will also obviously impact the web. It won't change the bylaws, but obviously it the name of it will also flow into the bylaws, even though we won't technically change it.
Okay. I heard Judy and Mitch. Are either of you speaking against?
I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday, and if this is not appropriate at this time, trust me, the comma comes outside that final quote because you are not quoting the comma.
That could, may I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
That could be correct. I was going on a traditional view of the placement of the comma and its appearance in Article 1, the appearance of the period inside the quotes after the phrase CCB. So I was attempting to be consistent.
If you're quoting the punctuation, yes. But you yourself said the comma ends the parenthetical. So the comma has to come outside the quote.
Whatever the linguists and syntactical folks wish, I'm sure the committee would go with.
Okay, I think that sounds like a simple enough one to do. Mitch, I think you were the next one I heard. Were you speaking for or against, Mitch?
Oh, I'm definitely speaking in favor. Okay. But Jeff said about 90% of what I was going to say. I'll only add that this past convention, Marjorie Beeman brought in close to $80,000, maybe a little more, for ACB in sponsorships. We fully expect next year, since this now our gathering is a conference and convention, that we will bring in more. And the other point is that we're an all-encompassing organization. We're trying to bring in professionals in the field of blindness. There are lots of blind folks who will come to hear the presentations we heard, particularly yesterday and Friday afternoon, I think, are of sufficient professional quality that we will really attract professionals in the field. This is the right direction for this organization to go.
Thank you, Mitch. Do we have anybody at this point that wishes to speak against the proposed amendment? Okay, is there anybody else that would wish? Question?
Jane Lozano.
Okay.
Question. I'm not opposing this, but I just was wondering if either Jeff or Mitch could maybe give the justification for continuing to have the mention of the convention. Why don't we just strictly say conference?
Go ahead. I would do it if you don't, but go ahead. There's several.
Interestingly, Gene, when we proposed it to the ACB board last year, that's exactly where we began this process to switch from convention to conference. However, it was pointed out that a conference has a connotation of having professional speakers, and a convention has the connotation of being a gathering of an entity whose members have the opportunity to pass policy through the resolutions process, similar to political conventions, for good or for ill. So the determination was made that it really is much more descriptive to say we are both a conference as well as a convention.
Gene, were you calling for? Were you asking for the mic again?
Pardon me?
I was asking if that was you calling for the mic, and then I heard a lady in the back left there.
I guess, I'll see that point, though. I think all of us could point out to groups like AHEAD, and a few other groups that are membership organizations that do have policies and resolutions, and they're basically representing consumers in a sense, professionals, those times, but they do say conference. The conference, you know, sometimes what usually people think when a convention is, and I've gone places talking, I think it's just a party all the time. That's the reason. So I'm just saying,
Mr.
But I'm not recommending any change to what you're proposing. I'm in support of it. Just that was a comment. Thank you.
Mr. President, I just think that, Mr. Chair, the historical basis of this organization's holding its convention is important to an awful lot of people. And I think you would make this a much harder sell were you to try and make that potential change. And I don't think it's advisable to go in that direction.
Okay. I think Glenda, and then I heard David Hanlon, and then I hear, is it Linda?
Okay, my question, this is Glenda Castle. My question is, how is it going to affect each and every local chapter with the new change and everything? Because I know one
it
of our members
no effect
at one
whatsoever
point will ask me that
on your
question.
Local chapters.
Hmm?
No effect.
No effect. Good. That's what I was hoping for, but I wanted to find out. Thank you.
And then David and that was that you that I heard?
I just wanted to point out, you know, as the member of the Randolph Sheffield Vendors of America and California, that the government agencies and professional services, as Mitch mentioned, they're very, very sensitive with that word convention. They're much more justified, and they can apply income to go for conferences, quote unquote. Because it does sound professional, and it does present much information about the field that they're discussing. So I'm in full agreement with this amendment. I think it's really necessary nowadays. And I know Deb Meyer and the Department of Rehab, they're very sensitive. We have to call our California Vendor Policy Training Conference now instead of calling it a convention. So just wanted to back that up.
Thank you.
I have one more hand.
Okay, Linda, I think. Was that Linda, right?
Thank you. A comment and a question. In terms of many of us work in some capacity for agencies for blind, and we'd be much more justified in asking for paid time to attend these events if it was registered as a conference rather than just a convention. Not that I'm necessarily going to get paid time, but, you know, it gives you a little more leverage. I have a question. Why did you use the word, in resolutions mode here, why did you use the word sometimes rather than previously, why the word sometimes?
Because the word meeting is used later on in the, I'm not certain if it's later on in the Constitution, but it is later on either in the Constitution or in the bylaws. And so we couldn't say hereafter or every time. It occurs, the word occurs way up in 4.3. So that's the reason we decided on sometimes referred to herein. It's not in every occasion is the word convention used either in the singular or the plural. It's used both those ways, but also the word meeting occurs. So.
Oh, okay, we've had several comments for. Is there any discussion against? Anybody wishing to speak against or any other? Okay, Christy?
The other great thing about having the word conference added is that we now can offer continuing education credits, and that can also raise money.
Okay, two things here. Ed was just telling me that people are raising their hands. If you can call out your names, it'd be easier for us to appear to be able to recognize you. I'm also hearing calls for the question. Is there anybody else that has a burning question on this or something else to add that hasn't already been added?
Mr. Chair, for people who cannot get their employers to pay the cost by way of continuing professional education or otherwise, there will be an increased opportunity to take an individual personal business-related tax deduction through use of the word convention. Conference, forgive me.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, I've heard a call for the question.
Don't even need that.
Okay. I'm hearing a call for the question, so unless anybody else has anything...
I have one sentence, if I may, sir.
Okay, who's that in the back?
Doug Martin.
Okay, Doug, I think this is the last one that we're going to have the question.
I just want to ask, in the opinion of the committee and anyone else who may be interested, does the use of the word conference accurately reflect what we actually do at this meeting?
Absolutely it does.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I wanted to know.
Most of our general session time is conference related, not convention, as are most of our special interest affiliate times, workshop related, conference related. So it definitely is an accurate reflection of what we do. Yeah, and exhibits as well, someone points out. That's true.
Okay. Thank you for all of those comments and questions. And so we are going to move along. We have... Just recapping, a motion for the adoption of the amendment as Jerry presented it. So, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my report. I cordially invite my hardworking committee members if they wish to comment further regarding our committee or the meeting. My members present were Roger Peterson, Mary Beth Randall, and David Jackson. I thank them for their hard work.
Thank you, Jerry, and to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. Okay, at this time, I will take a motion to accept the report of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. We have several moves and several seconds. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, and at this point, I will, I'm happy to pass it back to, for the, probably the last time that I'll do this, pass it back to Jeff Tom.
Okay, so do we have any other individuals that want to present committee reports? I called once, but I'll call one more time. Okay. Old business. Do we have any old business? That's good. We don't want old business. We want new business. Do we have any new business?
We have
well,
and you got the day of the convention.
Yeah. Okay. The we'll get to that in a minute. But do we have any new business? Hearing none. The date of the next convention is the DoubleTree Hotel. And it's May 11th to 15th, so it's a little later this year, in Sacramento, I should add, so you will get a wonderful cookie when you get there, so that's good. It's up on the website if you want to check it out. And so, no new business.
No, one thing, Mr.
Yes, Dirk.
President. Last night at the dinner, the Act of Blind gave us a big chunk of money. What I want to know next year, will you be giving a big chunk as the Inactive Blind?
Well, I'm going to be inactive since I'm retiring, but I'm not sure about the rest of you. So,
Mr. President,
you know, that's a thought, Dirk. We'll have to follow up on that.
Mr. President, have the dates for the fall convention been identified, please?
The board will have to finalize that. We will let you know. We'll be in October, however.
It's supposed to be around the end of the month of October. I don't remember the exact date, but it does not conflict with any organization of the blind, nor does it conflict with any religious holiday. We made a point of checking those things
That's
out.
That's probably when it'll be.
Next fall is going to be the Crown Plaza LAX. And that's for the next 2 years. So that's what the board decided in 2012.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Yes.
This is Donna. And I just wanted to make the announcement that it looks like we will be able to have a Capitol Day the Thursday of the start of spring convention. And I wanted to let everybody know we talked about it in governmental affairs. There are just a few final logistics to be worked out, but it does look like it looks pretty good that we'll be able to have that Capitol Day at many of your requests that Thursday starting of the spring convention. We'll let you know, be watching out for the announcement. Frank will probably put it out when we know for sure. And for those who may need a room, because you'd want to come early, Jean was able to find out that there would be a few more rooms open, so if folks wanted to get a room the night before. Oh my goodness, I was just given a wonderful announcement that RSVC will donate lunches for that day to those who come to Capitol Day. Thank
All right.
you so, so very much. Thank you for that. As always, very, very supportive. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Yes, I hear Doug Martin, I believe.
I humbly apologize for being here late. I apparently missed a very short report from the Resolutions Committee, and what happened with that? You just passed the obvious ones or did not vote on any? Okay. Right, okay, so all the resolutions are dealt with, and that's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes, Gabe is at the floor next, and then Jerry, and then the person after that.
Okay. Mr. President, indulge me for a second. It's not really an announcement, but since this is your last convention, I do want to thank you for all of your work over the last 8 years as president.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that.
You've taught me a lot about this organization, and I know we banter back and forth, but it truly has been an honor working with you as CCB president for these years. So
thank you, Gabe.
Thank you for your
time. We've never smiled or laughed, have we, Gabe?
Never.
Just a few times. We've made a few resolutions chairs upset at us over the years, haven't we?
and I'm sure we'll make a few more.
Probably so.
Hello, this is Glenda Castle, and I want to thank everybody for coming up here to San Diego. We hope you had a wonderful time, and I hope y'all enjoyed our Subak Do Blind Martial Arts. And everyone I've spoke to so far, as far as feedback, they've been asking me if we could also have it at future conventions. So I'm addressing this both to the board that's here now, as well as the new board. Can we please have them at all the other conferences. I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't mean to be politically correct, but for the Subak Do at future conferences. You have trouble hearing my big mouth? Really? That's a first. Thank you. Yes, the blind martial arts group that we had here. The Subak Do. At any rate, all the feedback that I've gotten so far, people have been asking me if we could have it at future conventions. So I'm addressing both to the present board at this present second, as well as the incoming board, to consider it for future, you know, conferences, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, thank you, Glenda.
Because it is educational, and I also want to thank everybody again for coming up here to San Diego, and hope you all enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tom, for a wonderful job.
Okay, wait a minute. Jerry had asked for the floor, and I'm going to give it to him.
Thank you. As most of you know, we're still seeking linkage with a thrift store. The three that we have pursued have evaporated. We got one of them to the contract stage and presented it to the board, and that has evaporated. It should be no surprise to you that it's going to be harder for someone to start up something like that, considering the weight of the recession. But if you know of someone who wants to do that, set up a business, they would be in their own for-profit business and would donate to us because they would have the value of using our name. That would be the licensing agreement we would set up with them. So if you know of someone or have any kind of notion about a thrift store, please let me know, and we will pursue that the best we can. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Wait a minute. There was a woman in the back who...
The woman is Jacqueline Jackson, San Diego Borough Club, and I just wanted to say thank you to all that for coming to our wonderful city, and those of you that are going to the casino and shopping, please meet me in the lobby at 11:30. Thank you, everyone, and have a safe trip home.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for all your work.
Jeff and members of this organization, this is Mitch. As I think everybody knows, the Southern California CCB office is out of our home in Pasadena. So, from time to time, when Donna is otherwise occupied, I answer the phone. And probably half a dozen times this year, I have received, or we have received, phone calls from folks who are asking for thrift store pickups and donations. That tells me that, and I'm not going to mention names, but that tells me that illegally there is still someone out there in the Southern California area getting donations under the name of the California Council of the Blind. I have already spoken to the incoming CCB president about that. because I really believe that whether we have a thrift store or not, it's clearly fraud. It certainly doesn't help the name or the image of CCB, and I have spoken, when I speak to these people, I say, you know, we haven't had a thrift store operation in your area for quite some time. I would urge you to call the Attorney General's office and to report them, because we can't, really. The folks who are getting ripped off need to be the ones to file the complaints, although we can take some action. And I'm hoping that we will do so, because we've got to stop this.
Thank you, Mitch. We also try to follow up with these people, get them to, you know, put something down to document it. So far, we haven't been quite successful in getting it to completion in that regard. But we definitely try and follow up with these calls and see if we can't get somewhere on this. And hopefully, Donna will have some better results. It's tricky, and I'm glad to see that you have been very proactive, because that's all we can do is our best on this. Someday they're going to go over the line, and somebody's going to get upset enough to really do something about it. And I hope. Okay, anyone else? All right. I know Mitch. Mitch. I know Gene would want to say that if you have any positive or negative feedback, and as well as would Bernice, If you have any positive or negative feedback on the format of the convention program, did you like it, dislike it, what would you change about it, call the office, email the office, let us know. We're always continuing to look at it, to refine it. I haven't heard as much this time as I've heard in many of the past ones, and I guess that's a good thing. But we definitely want to hear more, and we're definitely out to continue to improve the format. And I'm sure, I know, having had many discussions, that the new president is of the same mind as I am on that. And so we're in a constant improvement mode in that area.
San Diego.
All right. Anyone else? Hearing none. Oh, go ahead.
I really enjoyed the banquet last night. It was wonderful. The speaker was fantastic. That was one of the most memorable and enjoyable that I can that I can remember. So thank you for that. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay. Hearing no more business to come before this organization and its conference and convention, do we have a motion to adjourn? There's a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say no. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.